Prendeville Show on Red FM.
Conversation that matters.
Let's get into it, straight to the phone lines. Tina, good morning.
Hi, Neil.
What an ordeal you've been through. Oh, my God. When I think I've heard it all, you hear a new story, a news twist, and a new type of scam. What happened?
I was looking through Dundee for a car, and then I came across one on Facebook.
Okay, this is a shock. This is a shocking phone line, Tina. I wonder, are you outdoors? Are you on a speakerphone or anything like that?
No, one second. I'll try and move.
Take your time, because I want to hear everything you have to say, you know?
No, can you hear me now?
All right, we'll drive on. So you were on Dundee, you said, looking for a second-hand motor car.
Yeah, and then I was scrolling through Facebook, and there was a car dealer crowd on it, and there was a Focus on it for €1,000.
Okay, a 2012 Focus with 300,000 kilometres on it. 2012, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Price?
1,000.
Okay. You liked the sound of that?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Carry on.
I should have known it was too good to be true. But I messaged him anyway. There was a link to inquire about it, so I went down to that, and it brought me to WhatsApp. And I asked him if the car available. He said it was. It was in Dublin, and I said try and get someone to bring me up to look at it. And he said that they deliver as well. So it was an extra €100 to get it delivered.
Okay.
So I said, okay. And he said to reserve the car, it would be €300 deposit down plus the 100 to get it delivered.
Okay.
So I said, okay. He said if I didn't like the car, then when they came down that I'd get my money back.
You saw loads of photographs. Were there loads of photographs you could scroll
loads,
through?
Loads, yeah.
Okay.
And loads of information about the car and everything.
Okay, so it was a €1,000 was the selling price, €300 deposit in advance, and €100 transportation fee.
Yeah.
So you pay? Did you pay that €400?
I sent that by Revolut.
Okay. Yeah.
So then he rang me later on and said that the truck was on the way for the car, but I'd have to pay €200 for the driver going down, but that would be taken off of the car as well.
Okay. So they wanted another 200 for the driver that would be taken off the 1,000 sale fee. Okay. Did you pay that 200?
I did.
Okay.
So then they said there was another €100 for some insurance to cover some insurance for transporting it.
Okay.
So I gave them that. So
we had 100 for insurance. We had a 300 booking deposit, 200 for the driver. What was the other 100 for again?
For
transportation.
Delivery.
Yeah, transportation.
Yeah.
So now we're up to 300, 400, 500, 700 euro you've paid.
Seven, yeah. So he sent me a picture of the car and the back of the truck. So I said, brilliant. Told me to send my air code, everything. And then yesterday evening, when I got home from work, he rang again to say that he was after getting stopped at a checkpoint and he needed a photo of my driver's license to prove to the guards that I was buying it.
He stopped at the Garda checkpoint then, is it?
Yeah. And that he had to show that the car was paid in full, so for me to transfer the rest of the money. And that way then, I'd have the car paid for when it came down. But he sent me a picture of the checkpoint, and it was then my daughter said that it was AI.
It was an AI
picture.
That was in some way created by AI to show him at a checkpoint that he was never at all.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now your heart must have sank. What did you do next?
I rang the guards. I was trying to message him and he said, no, or he rang and he said, don't worry, just send the money and I'll be straight down with your car. And I said, no, I said, I'm not paying anymore. I said, look, I have the rest of the money here for you when you come down. He said, no, I'll go back to Dublin with the car and I'll bring it down tomorrow. And then when I was trying to ring him again, then I text him, he had me blocked.
Blocked you? Blocked.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So you're €700 out. No, it could as well have been 7,000 or 70,000. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's what happened to you what matters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now I've seen more people on Facebook message them about cars. So I couldn't comment on it. So I just messaged them people privately just to warn them that they will look for a deposit. And there was one lad text back this morning. He said, yeah, he said he was giving me a deposit today, but he's not now.
So there is a bit of an update to the car, and because this Ford Focus is legitimately being sold somewhere else, I believe, is it?
It is. It's on Dundeel. It's a girl up in Dublin selling it for, I think it was nearly 3,000.
Say that again. Somebody's talking to my ear. Go ahead again.
No, it's actually a girl up in Dublin that's selling the Ford Focus for nearly 3,000 euros. So I think they're just taking the pictures from Dundeel and putting them up on Facebook.
I mean, their creativity is off the charts in coming up with ways of robbing people, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just take someone else's legitimate ad, harvest it from wherever, use it and pretend and drop the price so that people will bite, and then the rest is history. You give 300, another 100, another 200, another 100, and before you know it, you've given them 700, and they move on to the next.
And I did message him yesterday after paying the 400, and I said, look, I said, I'm not comfortable about paying anymore, and I should have stuck with my gut instinct, but he rang and he said, no, he said, you have nothing to worry about. And
what did he sound like? He sounded like credible, believable. He obviously wasn't genuine. Did he sound old, young, whatever?
I don't know what nationality he was. But he wasn't Irish, but he did speak good English. And he was convincing, really.
Yeah. Did you give all of the details of all of this to the guards?
I did, yeah. And they took the BIC and IBAN number and the name that the car sales that's on Facebook and everything.
Yeah. Okay, you sent them screenshots of everything. The bank details to Revolut will link to a legitimate bank account somewhere.
Even the guard said that could be at the other side of the world.
It could well be, yeah. And if they're smart scammers, the money will be out of the country.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, Revolut as well have set up a fraud thing to try and look into it as well, but I'm not expecting anything to come out of it.
And how do you feel after all of this?
Oh, stupid.
Do you? You shouldn't,
it
you know.
It could have been a lot worse. It could have been a lot more money.
Yeah, I mean, I was saying that. It could equally have been 7,000 or 70,000. But that's not the point here. It did happen to be 700 euro. You work hard for it. You saved it. You want to. It's the breach of trust. You are robbed.
Yeah.
So it's a form of assault, you know. We had a girl that got scammed 10 grand on Revolut a couple of weeks ago. You know, it's not necessarily the amount of money. I mean, the money, money matters, like, but it's the experience that you put through, you know?
Yeah, and they're just experts at it. They have everything down to see the way they do things and stuff.
But I'd be thinking that if an Garda Síochána have, it could be a Revolut account anywhere in the world, but, you know, that means it's a dead end. But would they be able to find them? They wouldn't be able to find them based on Revolut.
I don't know, but
they could be anywhere. They're invisible.
I did show the guards as well the other car sales that are on Facebook. So they took the name of them and they said they will be getting on Facebook as well.
Yeah. Well, you mean they're advertising other cars cheap as well, are they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So they probably robbed those pictures from other legitimate sales.
Yeah, and there's three or four different fellas on it, which is the same thing, then click on the link for WhatsApp and then you're brought to the number. And there was another woman looking for a car for her son starting out, so I messaged her as well this morning.
Did she get a shock when you called her? Got on to her?
Well, I haven't got a reply back from her at all now, so I'm just hoping that she...
What did you say to her?
Just to be careful if they ask her for a deposit and stuff, that how I got scammed yesterday with them.
Will you send me on all of the photographs, right? Because Seamus is waiting for them, and also the details of the Facebook page, because Seamus is waiting for them.
Yeah.
He's waiting for you to send those since this morning.
I don't know, did I take down his number wrong?
All right, well, I'm going to put you back on hold, because I won't say much on the air, but I'd like to take a look at this, and Seamus will take a look at it off air and do a bit of digging, and we'll see. Perfect. We'll see if we can. Let me put it this way: see if we can touch base with any of these individuals or characters and see.
Perfect.
Yeah. I'm so sorry for what happened to you.
No,
I really am.
No problem.
You know, I suppose the lesson learned here is, again, I've said it once, said it a million times, online can be a wonderful place for lots of different reasons, but it's the Wild West when it comes to commerce or anything regarding buying or selling.
Just to go in person in future now.
I suppose there are enough car dealers in Cork selling pre-owned and second-hand cars, and at least you've got physical forecourt, physical cars and physical salespeople, you know?
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do that so, Tina, and we'll see if we've any luck with it, all right?
Perfect. Thanks a million, Neil.
Ah, thank you. And I'm so sorry what happened to you. I really and truly am. They deserve to be jailed. But it's trying to find them, really. They're invisible. They're invisible in that world. But you never know. Maybe on Garda Síochána might have some luck. Text 0868104106 if you have stories to share like that. Pick up the phone on 0818104106. And of course, remember again the old mantra, if it's too good to be true, it probably ain't true. Anybody see that sextortion episode of Primetime last night? It's on television. This has gone absolutely mad. People being extorted of money online. They would hook up with people. They might be looking for love or looking for partnership or looking for a relationship, and they'll go on to the different dating apps and different sites. I'll come back to that a little later on. But they end up then, unfortunately and sadly, compromising photographs or videos change hands then between the so-called couple who seem they think he usually thinks he's clicking with a girl online, sends photographs or videos at her request. Sometimes she'll send naked pictures of her first. That's what happened with the lad last night on Primetime. She first sent him naked pictures and then asked him to send a video of himself naked as well, which unfortunately, and he's kicking himself over it, obviously, he did. And within minutes of that, East Africa is calling. East Africa, because that's where a lot of these characters are looking for money. It starts out at give us €100 now, send it by whatever, Revolut or PayPal or however they do it, and we will delete the video. So he does that, and then the 100 becomes 200. Before you know it, they're looking for 500, 700, 1,000. We'll tell all of your friends. We'll post the photograph and videos everywhere. Your mammy and daddy will see it, all your relations. And you've got a young guy in his early 20s inside in his bedroom contemplating ending his own life. It's a cruel world. Text 0868104106.